Shit. Fuck. How are we gonna get back into this, guys? Because
I just take it from the top, guys. Don't you just love it when people who like flagrantly deny COVID and use their platform to get a shit ton of other people to like not take it seriously just contract COVID? Isn't that just like such a wonderful thing?
Welcome to the downstairs. We are here. And I want to talk about the COVID vaccine, and based on this new these new variants coming out.
Oh, the Delta variant and
stuff? The Delta variant, Delta, and I heard of a Lambda,
too. I've heard of that one yet.
You haven't?
No.
Hadn't shot through the grapevine yet?
I thought there was a Delta and a Delta Plus or something.
They Delta Plus.
literally.
Pay for the premium subscription.
Fly better with Delta Plus.
That's for people who have the vaccine. Yeah, but this guy who is vehemently against getting the vaccine gets arrested and he gets put on trial for whatever he did, gets on probation. Well, you know, he served
his arrested for unrelated. He arrested,
get on probation, and as a condition of his probation, the judge made him have to take the vaccine. Like by the time his next probationary thing came about, and you know, people are in an uproar here. People are upset because they're making this guy take a unregulated vaccine against his will.
I think unregulated is really not
not FDA
accurate.
Approved. His
oh, right. So
okay, it is. It is FDA approved.
It is.
From what I understand, it is FDA approved under emergency, like.
Well, that's crazy because that's what this fucking news. It was on the news. This and they interviewed the guy who was on probation for this.
Maybe it's a specific vaccine because some of them are like covered under different aspects of it.
I didn't hear whether he had to take a particular one in any one in particular or whatever. That would be crazy. He's like, you have to take Johnson & Johnson
because we aren't gonna pay for two.
you get one and done, and then you're back in the system. No, but what do y'all think about that? Making him take this vaccine.
It's really hard to like opine on this because like. I keep on thinking about this because it like seems relevant over and over and over again. But when I was really young, when I was in like middle school or high school or something like that, we watched a really old documentary about heroin addicts. And one of them, like the dude was like far gone enough that he started to like prostitute himself in order to make money, in order to get more heroin. The dude contracted AIDS and was not telling people who he was prostituting himself to. And one of the, like, possible penalties that he was looking at if he was caught doing it again is essentially attempted murder. Because, you know, like, you are knowingly risking somebody else with infection of HIV.
Yeah.
And I keep on flashing back to that because that makes sense to me. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like this dude has a problem that is bigger than he is, but like it's manifesting in a way which is like causing permanent, potentially fatal harm to other people who are who don't know that that's what they're looking at, right? Mm-hmm. He knows and they don't know. So it seems legitimate to me that like, you know, this dude should be faced with some kind of a consequence befitting like actively trying to kill somebody, because that's kind of what's going on.
Yeah.
Right. And in this situation, it occurs to me that like, if this dude was arrested for like purposefully trying to infect people with COVID, then it would track to me that like part of his penalty is that you have to get vaccinated. 'Cause like he kind of, in a way, it's like he proved that he can't be trusted to like behave in a societally like acceptable way
mm-hmm.
with this disease. But at the same time, like, God, it's just really hard to say.
So I have I guess, like, two things we don't know, or one thing we don't know, is, like, what he was arrested for. So it'd be nice to know that, because if it's related, that's a different, it literally is just a different question. Yeah. But the other thing is, like, just kind of thinking about, like, the person with HIV transmitting it knowingly to people who are unknowing, like, he has it already. So it's like, that's, I think, where the gray area comes in. Like, if he actively had COVID and this was a treatment for that, that would also be a different thing. Like, way less gray area. I think the only reason it's gray area is because, like, he doesn't, that we know, have COVID, and they're basically making him get vaccinated in advance of him spreading it, which is a little bit weird, but, like, I still, it's just like, this is gray, but it's like, it's like a gray that's all the way desaturated, or all the way fucking lightened over here to, like, this side of the issue, where I'm like, I don't really care.
Yeah, yeah, that's, yeah.
The there's only... there's a little bit of, like, huh.
He had fentanyl. He was in possession of fentanyl.
That's what he was arrested for? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like, I can't really see it being used as condition on his release, or, like, condition on, like,
he'll go back to jail if he doesn't get a vaccine.
That seems kind of backwards to me.
Like, young black man, oh, white judge. Like, that's not important, but
it's never not important. Yeah, like, obviously, like,
it seems to me that, like, if he goes back to jail, yeah, then, like, he should have a fucking,
maybe that's,
like, he should,
no, maybe that's the thing. Because, like, obviously they're not going to let him in the jail without vaccinating him.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what the judge is saying. Like, either you can go get vaccinated, or we'll put you in jail and vaccinate you. Like, in his fucked up logic, that's what he's telling this person. But, like, I don't know. The only area where I'm, like, the only thing on this side is basically, like, he doesn't have the virus that we know of yet. So you're forcing him to get preemptively vaccinated because you believe he will be irresponsible once he has the virus, or he's being irresponsible by putting himself at risk to get the virus, which is, like, a little gray area, yeah, but over here you have, like, national pandemic, millions of people sick and hundreds of thousands dying. Yeah, fuck it. Like, you know, like, okay. Like,
yeah, one of these clearly takes supremacy.
Yeah, it's...
I don't... I'm always going to go... on the side of, this is America, and we should have the freedom to not be poked with needles. Even, I mean, especially, he's a non-violent drug offender, which is most black
already,
people
already in the, stupid. Yeah,
most black people in the system. How where does this end? You know, like, black people, just a lot of black people historically have had distrust with vaccines and different things that have been sort of mandated or highly recommended in this case by the government. So it's understandable that there's a big portion of the community who doesn't want to take this vaccine. So, I mean, it just, it feels like that's a personal choice that somebody makes, and I don't think that you should.
I think in the same way that removing the brakes from your car is a personal choice, you know, it's your car.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one in the car, but, like, you're operating on a road around other people. You need certain safety steps to be taken, you know, like,
that's true. And a large swath of America agrees with you, but I mean, there is a large swath that doesn't, and it's not legally mandated for people to take the vaccine. He is,
in this case, it was.
He, well, I guess so. He is put in this situation, so it's hard to argue with the judge on this.
Another thing is, like, bro, a broken clock is right twice a day. The judge is probably a racist asshole. Like, I can concede that. I'm not even. That's definitely at play here. Also, like, the larger scale moral question of, like, is it okay to mandate a vaccine right now? Yes, pretty much under most circumstances. The only circumstance where I could say no would be, like, if there's some medical reason or other extenuating circumstance I'm not qualified to think of, to where, like, this person doesn't have to uphold their end of the responsibility of being a citizen around other people. But, like, Other than that, man, I'm just like it. Yeah. We have a ton of mandatory vaccines in this country everywhere you look. So
I understand the fight. I understand the pushback against it. You know. But hey, he did fuck up and go to jail.
That's the other thing. You can take the brakes off your car if it's stuck in your yard all the time. keep your profile low enough.
Also, I can fight against having to lift my balls and cough, but still got to go through that, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things that does suck, but like I think there's an overwhelming existential threat to literal humanity.
Yeah.
That kind of
it is unfortunate and unsurprising that you know, that existential threat has to work in tandem with like the context in which we already live.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if there wasn't a history of minorities being fucking medically abused, then this wouldn't be an issue. Or, you know, I assume
we could hope.
Yeah, we could hope that this wouldn't be an issue, at least for those minorities.
Right.
But you know, it did, and obviously, like, global pandemic does not change the fact that it did.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's just kind of interesting, man. If all the, like, fucking flag-waving, racist-ass redneck people are all anti-vaccine, I feel like that's a good sign that the rest of us should get it, right? Like, you know? Like, if they were all like, yeah, you gotta do your American duty, I'd be like, fuck no, dude. I don't know what's in that shit.
That's a good ass point. That's a good ass point, man. Well, hey, you know, I guess we could that buttoned up nice.
I on an unrelated note have a animal fact for the day. Just want to interject that in here. It's about cheetahs and dogs and the fact that cheetahs have pet dogs in zoos. I just want to provide the image of you walk into the zoo and you look over at the cheetah enclosure and a fucking golden Labrador is just in there with the cheetah rolling around in the fucking dirt enjoying his life. And it turns out cheetahs are biologically fucking traumatized. They have a 90% mortality rate within the first year of existence on Earth. The vast majority of them die painful, horrible deaths. So they have like built-in very high levels of anxiety and stress that does not go away when you keep them in captivity. And one way they found to like treat this and calm them is to give them a dog that teaches them how to chill the fuck out. So they will raise the dog and the cub of the cheetah cub together so that the cheetah hopefully like imprints some of the dog's behaviors and becomes a little less constantly scared it's going to die, because otherwise they do die out of fear they're going to die. I just thought it was adorable when I saw pictures of this fucking pair of a puppy and a cheetah cub, and then them grown up, and they're all like, da da da, like together, all cute. And it's like, oh, that's really cute.
Does it work?
I mean, it's the way they do it, so I don't know that it works, but I know it. Here, like, I search dog cheetah and show you the pics. Yeah, they've been doing it since 1980.
Wow.
Fucking adorable.
And it's like, they're friends.
It's like multiple,
God damn it.
Like it's so a cute thing. They, what they do, bruh.
Oh God.
Yeah, no, it's,
there's that cheetah's just like, you're going to die. Be careful.
I must be. Oh God. It's the other direction. Yeah. They believe that they're responsible for two entities' life well being.
Yeah. Yeah, no, so the only time they're ever separated is when they have to feed the cheetah, because cheetahs do not defend their food for pretty obvious reason when you consider the other predators that might try to steal it from them on the savannah. So they don't defend their food. So otherwise the dog will just eat everything. Mm. So they separate them at food time. Other than that, they literally live together. That is the emotional support animal of the cheetah.
Wow.
And they take, like, one of the dogs I saw was, like, a rescue that was, like, set to be euthanized. They fucking put it in with the cheetah and it became its best friend.
That's just so adorable. Is that how they figured out that worked? That's fucked up.
Bro.
Well, we were going to kill him anyway. Yeah, you know. See what happens, I guess. You know, he's adorable. Chill. Let's see if it comes with him.
So that's my animal fact for the day. I learned that last week. Thought it was interesting.
Anti, I have an animal fact.
I'm excited.
All right. Daddy long legs. We love them. The nicest spider. It's our favorite spider. It's America's favorite spider is what it is. It doesn't bite anyone. It's just a nice ginger little spider. But what they've done in science is they've genetically altered daddy long legs
to be
daddy short legs.
Fire.
They found the gene in the fucking DNA of daddy long legs that makes the legs long and turn that shit off.
He's like, what have I become? Oh my god. He looks around at all his like parents and siblings like, no.
Looked like that spider on Spider-Man's back. You know that big ass. He's not going anywhere. That little ass legs.
That's really cool.
They found the and what I don't know what this means for us. I mean, fuck.
Bro, that's fire.
They could potentially just turn shit off. Now they're going to start pinpointing things more accurately.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this one's the, you know, how to make the leg super long. Overcharge.
Noodling
around on those things.
Yeah, it's, motherfuckers as tall as you are.
Oh, shit. But still super hairy.
Oh, yeah, no, it's just like, hairy as fuck. Fucking...
That's
hair
crazy.
Thin legs.
Mm-hmm. Just tiny body. Yep. Just little bitty body.
Also 5 feet tall.
Yeah, they turned off the gene also in the leg that makes it stick to shit.
The hairs?
Yeah, the hairs that grow on the legs had to be turned off too in order to make the leg short, I guess.
This fucking
maybe
poor
in
guy,
the future.
Man.
Maybe yeah. In the future they could separate those two. You know, they were right there together, so they. The tool was too big.
Cut that part off as well.
Our blade ain't sharp enough. It can't get down to the micrometers that it.
My poor guy. He's born crying in agony.
Must be agony.
Lives his, like, I don't know how many days they live. Mm. Life just in fucking dread. Like, horrible internal pain. Looking around him at the rest of his spider society. And look, I feel for you.
Just
man.
Shame. Just shame. When he comes back to the
shame.
Short legs. Short legs.
All the other
leave me alone.
Spiders. Chance
I was born
every
this
every
way.
System and fucking logistic problem. Just
steps are too
oh
big.
Oh god,
for
yeah.
Him, so
god.
He's like,
this world wasn't built for me.
Dude. And he looks around and he's like, look, there's all these variables and they're doing fine. I'm the one constant. Like, this has to be my problem.
Yep. Also, I can't stick to shit.
All his friends go to school. They just walk up the wall. He's like, no.
Time to go up to school. If I can. Up.
Oh, man.
Now he's dumb. He couldn't go to
poor
school.
Poor guy, man.
I choose to believe that that is a personal failing.
Oh. He should have
went to a different school.
He should have went to the library.
Oh man.
But all the books are too.
Yeah, all the jobs are set up. All the jobs are set up for normal sized spiders. Oh. He can't make an income.
Here, just use the daddy long legs keyboard.
Bro,
what?
Fucking flies just constantly disrespect him.
Look, bitch, my legs are longer than yours. I don't even use them.
That's an awful existence.
This is just so bad.
Oh, poor guy, man. I feel bad for him.
It's awful. Scientists are fucked up.
Yeah, you fucking assholes.
What are they going to do next? Are they going to just keep going up in size, an animal, you know?
Oh, man. They've cloned sheep, right?
They cloned them.
A long time ago.
That's just copying and pasting, right? Hey. We're further along now. There's cell phones and shit.
I'm saying they better figure out humans in my lifetime.
Okay,
my thing is this. They've gone down to the DNA and fucking cut it out.
It'll be cool, man. It'll be cool.
This is actually... It's gone somewhere where I can connect it to my own fucking scientifically perverted animal fact.
Uh-oh.
You guys know the dog's whippets, right?
Yeah.
They're... really fast, really kind of like, they look scrawny. I don't know if they're like
a miniature greyhound, if you want to imagine something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it like chihuahua sized?
No, they're...
How miniature?
Medium dog.
That's mine.
Oh.
This is, that's what a whippet looks like. Yeah.
Okay.
So like whip in the name is very apt. They are very quick, often used to race. And often bred to race.
Mm. They look super on edge.
They kind of do. They look like they would have that cheetah energy. I did not research this, so I can't remember it, but there is in every animal with muscles, there's actually a gene that tells those muscles when to stop growing. It's a way to manage metabolism, because muscles are metabolically expensive, and if you are, you know, if you live out in the wild, there's no guarantee that you can feed those muscles if they don't like stop receiving growth signals. So there's a gene that tells them to stop receiving those signals, and this is in humans as well. So a really common thing to do, unsurprisingly, is to breed whippets to have a certain amount of that gene suppressed so that they get more muscular.
I'm going to ask a very dumb question in a smart way so it doesn't seem so dumb.
Good. Those are the best questions.
So is this gene inhibiting growth at an upper limit, or does it inhibit growth every time you stop putting in and exerting activity?
That's a good question. Okay. I'm honestly not certain. I feel like upward limit growth is probably, like... I feel like the gene probably limits, like, day-to-day, moment-to-moment type growth, right? Because, like...
Oh, he's exercising. Let's grow.
Yeah. Okay, he stopped. Now he stopped.
Okay.
Yeah. They breed these whippets to have a certain amount of that gene suppressed so that they get more muscle and get stronger, because if they can pack more like strength into each individual footfall, then they get faster. They can run for longer. The problem is breeding this situation, it's kind of like we all know, like the dominant and recessive gene like squares that we've seen like way back in the day, right?
Punnett squares.
Is that what they're called?
I think so.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I've had to like name them, but but yeah. So you know, you have dominant recessive, recessive recessive, dominant recessive. What you want when you're breeding this particular thing in a bully whippet is actually is jumping the gun, because that's where we're going. But if you want, like, the whippet, what you need is the dominant recessive quadrant, because that has, like, the partial suppression. Whenever you do this, though, there's a 1 in 4 chance that you will breed a, like, quote, recessive, which has the gene entirely turned off. And it creates bully whippets.
Oh, God.
So you guys saw...
What are you about to show us right now?
Well, okay, you saw the picture. You have an idea of what these dogs are shaped like when they're just normal... Bro.
Oh my God.
This is exactly
what I meant.
Yeah. This is for scale with a human being.
Jesus. That thing is yoked.
Yeah, so...
Holy moly.
For those who can't see this...
It's got calf muscles.
Yeah, this motherfucker is like the same size as a Whippet, but probably 2.5 times as heavy, entirely in muscle.
It's like if you crossbred a Whippet with like... a refrigerator.
I think the one that isn't super yoked is like the one that's just had it suppressed and not turned off.
Oh, okay. And he's pretty strong too. Yeah. He looked a little heavier than the other dogs you showed us before. But I don't see how that big motherfucker gets around.
He's so fast.
Yeah, you don't see how he gets around that, because you can't see.
You know that that anime disappeared.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh shit. Where did he go?
Look at that.
This
look
isn't
at that
even
face.
My final form.
Look at that face. It's just a little Whippet trapped in the body of a fucking monster truck.
It doesn't look pleasant, like, to be alive.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, bully Whippets are just, they're usually just put down.
Oh, God.
Like, as soon as they show up.
Are they born? Are they born, like, kind of?
They're born yoked. Like, they're... you can... I mean, like...
They're born yoked.
Yeah. There are human
imagine
babies
a human.
Who have this... who are just born shredded.
It's hilarious. I don't even understand that. Where's the baby? It's baby fat, you know? It's baby fat. It's just not fat anymore. It's just fucking... He's got a fucking pecs. Fucking... Yeah. Matt, can you imagine a baby flexing his pet? Why is this not hilarious to anybody else?
Because I'm... It's not hilarious to me because I'm too focused on trying to find...
Are you finding a baby?
Yeah, find a baby like this. Okay, this is a baby's leg. This is from the waist down.
They can't
of
show
an
the full
infant
baby.
With that...
Oh, my God.
With this... The protein is called myostatin.
That baby can kick a football right now. Jesus Christ. Look at his foot.
He walked
Holy
out the room.
He did.
Strode confidently out.
Bro, he made his own cesarean. Nigga.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. I remember seeing that kid.
Yeah, this one, I feel like.
He's a fat guy now.
Really?
Yeah. I saw he did a Vice or something like that where they, where are they now? And it's they found him. He was like, yeah, my dad made me do all that shit, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. His dad was pushing him.
Fucked up.
Yeah. He was like, as soon as I, you know, got away from that, I just kind of.
Just let it go.
Yeah. I didn't want to do it. I wanted to do what I wanted to do. See what, you know, was in the world for me. I didn't quote him directly, of course.
That was a really apt impersonation.
He isn't a black dude, so it was more like.
For those who can't see the podcast, it was the world's strongest kid from a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
world's strongest kid, man. I watched videos of that kid squatting heavy ass weight. I could never hope to squat as much weight as that kid now. No. I'm going back to the gym, guys.
Good.
I'm going back to the gym. And one of the reasons... I forgot to tell you. I probably should have started off with this. But I've been invited to play in a celebrity basketball game.
Really?
That sounds fucking awesome.
It's dope. Lance a Million, man. He's pulling it out. He's got the hard in the paint basketball league that he started a long time ago. And, you know, he does these basketball tournaments all the time, and now he's doing a celebrity game. He's got a bunch of local rappers, local talent, entertainers. I am not going to last out there if I get out there this. I won't, brother.
That'll be really fucking cool to see.
Yeah, so I'm going to start jogging. Start jogging, because I got nothing. Like, as compared to where I was at one point, bro, I got nothing. If I ran full speed to the end of that park, the driveway right here, I would be huffing and puffing. For real. I got to get my wind back up, man, before I get out here.
They said the gyms are open at Vasa now, so. And then I could work out after.
The gyms are open where we go, and it's cheaper.
Where do you go?
And also, the contract seems less pervasive, which is nice.
There's a basketball court?
There's a basketball court. Unfortunately, yeah. You have to get the more expensive one that we got in order to have access to it. I don't know if
it's
that's
not,
like...
It's not much more. It's like $15 a month or something, I think. But yeah. I may be wrong, but I think...
I also don't know if there's anybody actually, like...
monitoring that.
Or if there's, bro, like, you know...
I wonder if you have to, like, ask for a ball, but they don't check the court, you know? So maybe, if someone already is in there with a ball, you could probably
just
it seems like that. But man, this gym is like super, super nice and like brand new. It'd be a lot less crowded too, which would be nice.
I think it's only half court though.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's
maybe.
So there and know, then I there's remember. There's like three goals in there.
Oh yeah, because they have the swimming pool and then the half court.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
And then the squat.
So the ball there. Does the ball regularly? No, there's must be a. There
it's
must
in.
Be a wall.
It's like an indoor half court. Like there's walls
right?
on all sides.
Well, yeah, but you said it's next to the pool, but it's separate. It's obviously
yeah,
separate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Sorry about that. You know, get the ball back.
Splash.
Just like it's just the wet water. Now.
Oh man.
No.
Yeah. It's just a tip or whatever.
Okay. But
yeah, I mean, you know, Vasa will probably have other people playing, so you could get some practice.
Mm-hmm. I gotta get, bro. The last time I played basketball, I was out of shape, and I played with some young cats. Is what my uncles would say.
The fact you refer to them that way tells me I think how this game went.
I probably scored like 4 in this game of going to 12 or whatever. So I was working, but I did throw up after. Didn't let them see me. I ran off, went to the bathroom. Like, good game. You guys in a minute? Be right back. I left my. I gotta go.
Yeah, that'll be super fucking exciting. When's the game? Is it gonna be like recorded or how do people? Watch
those
it?
Are good questions. I'm not even sure he's got all the people that are gonna be playing yet.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So
that's a lot of people to like get on one
gotta,
schedule.
And it's not just 5-on-5. Like, you gotta get some people on the bench and shit.
Yeah, and, that'll be cool.
Right. I hope it's like I hope people aren't gonna prepare like I'm gonna prepare so I can go hard. I'm trying to get buckets.
You're gonna walk in there to a bunch of human bully whippets. Fucking monstars. Like,
oh, y'all, man. Damn. Everybody
you're
going to
be Bill Murray. You're going to be Bill Murray.
Hey, Bill Murray was fresh.
Hey, no, he got down, but I'm just
saying. He didn't score many. He was came in at the end.
Yeah, but he was pivotal.
He was.
That was that, I think. What else do I have this week?
Cheetah dork.
Oh, my God. You'll find this interesting. This is another animal fact that's super quick, though. There's a snake called the Russell Pit Viper. When it bites you, your body undergoes a reversal of a lot of the changes that happen during puberty. Essentially, this viper biting someone tricks their body into, like, reversing the production of all the hormones that happens during puberty. And, like, severely fucks up your, like, hormonal balance for the rest of your fucking life based off getting bit by a fucking Russell Pit Viper. And they, like, scientists are studying it because, like, some people have hormonal balance problems that they would want to, like, use this in, like, a positive way or productive way, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, really interesting fucking science that I just found out. This fucking viper bites you and it reverses puberty. Your body's hormone production just, like, bloop.
Wow.
It's really weird.
Yeah, that's.
I thought you'd find it interesting because I was, like, in astounded fucking ignorance reading it and realizing, like, the amount of research I'd have to do to really understand it couldn't, like, I didn't have time for, so I just wrote
down. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, like, I wonder, because, like, the production of, like, sex hormones, like, actually starts in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, like, there are releasing hormones. Then there are, like, secondary hormones that, like, all, they don't, I mean, this isn't, like, their single cumulative, like, goal, but at the bottom of the chain is the actual like production of the sex hormone. So it's I wonder where in that chain it like
interrupts.
Yeah, cuz like yeah. I mean I don't see how it could like actually actively reverse
those changes, body hair, especially pubic hair, you lose fertility and you lose sex drive. Fucking wild. Yeah, no, they don't fully understand it. I'm trying to find the word for it, because the word, like, is a medical anomaly that happens a ton of ways. Hey, it's just the snake induces it.
This snake bites the fuck out of you.
Oh, I...
Just in the distance, the sound of a basketball.
Well, you know, You throw some up, sometimes no one dunks the alley-oop there.
I'm sure listeners appreciate it.
Yeah, someone laughed. That guy in the Netherlands. That was funny, right? Put it in the comments.
Yeah, 30% of people who survive a Russell's pit viper bite suffer severe damage to the hormone-producing pituitary gland.
So it
does fuck the brain.
Like, you die from this unless you're in. It's intervened.
Yeah, it kills thousands of people every year in Southeast Asia. I can't read because it's a University of Michigan fucking scientific link bullshit where they make you sign up. But anyways, yeah, no, fucks your pituitary gland up, you lose all your body hair and stop wanting to have sex. It's really weird. Could be super useful for people who need that sort of treatment now. And this might be a more effective way to
get the fuck bit out of.
Yeah. So they're studying it, and it's just really fucking cool. It's weird.
It is cool.
Yeah. Well, today's been an animal facts laden episode.
It is laden with animal facts. I've got a human fact. It's news.
Okay. Tried to sneak in some news.
A man won the lottery in Kentucky, and then 11 days later won the lottery again. He won $40,000 and then went back 11 days later and won $3 million.
What a joke.
Jesus Christ. He was like, I couldn't believe it. Like, they didn't get a long interview from him. Of course, the man just won $3 million. I'm not standing in front of the news.
Bro, I would not put my face in. Yeah, I'd be gone.
I could. They caught him on the way out the store. I couldn't believe that shit. And fucking got in his car and left. $3 million. In Kentucky. He's leaving Kentucky now. There's no way he stays. Jesus Christ.
I would love to hit the lottery once.
Oh my god, why can't I hit the lottery? I don't play it.
What do you think? That's one reason. First negative thing that would happen to you if you won the lottery. Very first negative thing that would happen to you.
Phone call. Phone call. Hey, how you doing, son? I heard you. That was too personal. Probably shouldn't be used that one.
I'm like trying to think through the chain of who I would tell. I don't know enough people like that I can think. Yeah, like, my phone dry as fuck. You're not calling me. If I win the lottery, you're not calling me. Like, it's not happening. You know me. It's not working. Like, bro.
I feel like my biggest problem would be the length of time it takes me to get a passport.
Do you think that $3 million would help you make YouTube videos?
Oh, my God.
I would, honestly, would probably, that would be the first video I make. I won the lottery and spent it all on a McLaren. Like, what am I going to do? Double down, right?
I'm going to buy new camera equipment next video. Just the process of you spending some of this money to get your shit together.
Bro.
I guarantee there's a niche for that.
Okay, just so quietly going out day to day.
See, like, I'm replacing all of my camera equipment, and it's just like one camera that gets like slightly bigger. Anyway, I spent the rest of it.
I'm like living in this exact house, but I've like excavated the wall right here to pull a Lamborghini into the basement. See, I would absolutely love the idea of winning the lottery and risking it on doing what makes you happy. That sounds
like heaven. That sounds like the coolest thing ever. It's also extremely irresponsible and stupid in the real world.
No, see,
which
here's the thing. You
am isolating.
Bro. Listen, man. You and I, we have parkour in our veins. We know risk. We know how to mitigate risk. You can still take a big fucking risk and not, like, risk dying.
No, listen,
at the
if you don't risk at all, if you win $3 million and you only wasted $2.5 million on your dreams, whose dreams are you following, man?
I feel like if I had $3 million, I don't know if I would, like, live anywhere in particular.
So
maybe I have a
house
somewhere,
but I would
never be
there. The tricky part is, like, $3 million is a lot at once, and it's really not enough to, like, quit life, which sucks.
Well, no, I would still be doing comedy, but that's all, like, that's all I would be doing. Like,
yeah, that
I
would be,
and make beats probably, which is still in there somewhere.
I would, in real life, I would genuinely just give it all to Tina and continue living life the same way, because I would break, I think, if it gave it under any other circumstance I can imagine. I think I would literally just break and snowball down.
I would too.
Yeah,
I would just travel around, man.
Man, I won $100
like
off the lottery once.
I feel like it wouldn't run out if I'm just, like, going from city to city, hoteling it. Penthouse, why not, you know? I'm only gonna be here for a night. Why not spend that $1,000? Stay in the top penthouse.
You know, if you had $3 million, you could spend $1,000 a night.
Not hey, how many nights am I gonna do that? That's
every night.
Hey,
$1,000. That's still only $365,000 a year.
That's on holiday.
Nah, but that's still only $365,000 a year. You could do that for 10 years.
That's true, but we're gonna spread it out.
Like I don't know. I just think about a lot the difference
I'll just
between
stay,
like.
I'll just
rich
stay on the third,
like,
floor of a really nice hotel.
Yeah, dude. I just think a lot about the difference between, like, you know, single digit millionaire worked real hard and did it, you know, and the American dream as it's sold to us, and like what we've been led to believe is like rich now, which is like fucking Elon Musk and Bezos. Where like I could not believe when I think I already mentioned it on the podcast, but it still blows my mind. I talked about it yesterday. The fact that Bezos could literally buy every single Lamborghini and every single Ferrari that has ever been made by anyone and still have enough money to do that like 10 more times. It's fucking ludicrous. Like, it's not even, it's one thing to like want a nice car. It's like another thing to like be that. It's fucked. But anyways, you know, we're getting back on the topic we always fucking talk about.
Yeah.
I think the first negative thing would be a soul-crushing realization that didn't fix anything about my personality, and I would still wake up every day looking for a sword, but now it'd be harder to find one. All the swords would be padded, and I'd be mad about it.
And I'd just be like, shit, $3 million? How long does it take to get a passport? Yeah.
But it would be, I'd be happy, for sure. I'd definitely have a Lambo.
Oh,
for sure, right?
Shit, I would be gone so goddamn fast. It's not even funny how fast I'd be gone. I'd be back. Just take me a minute. I'll be back.
You guys would not see me in the winter anymore.
Oh, you just be in a different place.
I would establish my fucking migratory pattern.
Man, wouldn't that be the best part? To just like imagine you buy a house and you throw the rest in a bank account. And you just have it there for, like, you know, taxes and all that shit. And you just never have to worry about, like, losing your house in Brazil because you just have enough sitting there. Just not fucking worry about it.
Yeah,
just go down there every summer, no,
like,
or every
Airbnb
winter.
Airbnb it during the rest of the fucking
shit. Oh, yeah.
Shit,
but, like, if it doesn't rent out, you don't care.
Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah. I mean,
yeah, it's fine.
That is the dream. Just freedom.
Yeah, it is crazy. So I fucked up. You know, I'm always fiddling with this thing. And I goofed it and took it off the. Don't worry about it. Keep talking. Go ahead.
It's better if we don't talk so I can cut that sound out. Anyways, I think this podcast has been a podcast.
Yeah, things are going off the rails.
Off the rails. Okay. Well, thank you for listening to the Downstairs.
Peace.